This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. biotech company Moderna announced Wednesday it has begun clinical trials of a booster dose of vaccine designed specifically to combat the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. The trials will involve a total of 600 adults, half of whom have received two doses of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine at least 6 months ago, and half of whom have received two doses, plus the previously authorized booster dose. That means the booster targeting Omicron will be evaluated as both a third and a fourth dose of vaccine. Several countries, including the United States, have begun to see a decline in cases associated with the infection wave caused by Omicron, which is the most transmissible variant detected so far of the COVID-19-causing coronavirus, but the number of infections worldwide continues to rise. British police said Wednesday they were holding two more men in connection with an armed hostage-taking at a Texas synagogue by a man from Northwest England. The Counter-Terrorism Policing Force for Northwest England said it had arrested two men in the city of Manchester. The arrests were made in the probe of a January 15th attack on a synagogue in the small Texas town of Colleyville, where a British man took four people hostage, including a rabbi. He was shot dead by the FBI after a 10-hour siege. His hostages escaped unharmed. In Texas, authorities have arrested the man suspected of selling the suspect, the semi-automatic handgun used in the attack. You can follow that story and, indeed, all the stories that we're covering at VOA at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app. You're listening to VOA News. The U.S. government has launched a criminal investigation into whether a smuggling ring is behind a boat that capsized off the coast of Florida with 40 migrants aboard. The Coast Guard said Wednesday that one survivor and one body have been found, and it's continuing to search for the other passengers. U.S. Homeland Security Investigations says it suspects a smuggling ring was behind the voyage. The boat capsized on Saturday, shortly after it left the Bahamas, but it wasn't found until Tuesday. Officials have not said what country the migrants are believed to be from. The Bahamas is often a stopping-off point for people fleeing Cuba or Haiti. France and 14 other countries called on the ruling junta in Mali on Wednesday to quickly remedy the situation with Danish forces at a critical time for the country. This comes from a statement published late on Wednesday. Mali's government said Monday it had asked Denmark to immediately withdraw troops deployed to the West African nation as part of a French-led counter-terrorism task force. In a statement, the 15 countries said they deeply regretted the statement made by the Malian transitional authorities, alleging that the Danish contingent in the task force was made without the proper legal basis. The statement said the task force partners are conducting their action in Mali within a robust legal framework that was agreed upon by Mali's sovereign government. Taiwanese President Vice President William Lai will attend the inauguration of the first female president of Honduras, Xiomara Castro, on Thursday. It's a move to shore up the relationship between Taipei and Honduras, which is one of Taiwan's few remaining diplomatic allies. Honduras is one of only 14 countries that maintain formal diplomatic relations with Taiwan. Last month, its neighboring country, Nicaragua, severed ties with Taiwan and reestablished relations with Beijing. China considers Taiwan a breakaway province that someday will be reunified with the mainland. Taipei views itself as a self-governing state. A California city has voted to require gun owners to carry liability insurance in what's believed to be the first measure of its kind in the United States. The San Jose City Council overwhelmingly approved the measure on Tuesday night, despite opposition from some gun owners who said it would violate their Second Amendment rights. The council also voted to require thousands of gun owners in the city to pay a fee that would be used for firearm safety education and services such as domestic violence prevention and mental health services. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.